Welcome to Radio Nation. I'm your host, Nicholas Pescott, on this very shortened edition of Radio Nation. It is Monday night here in the studio in Toronto, Ontario. Going to be perfectly honest with you, there's not a whole lot lined up for tonight's show because it is a very, very shortened edition of the show. I will be heading to the United States tomorrow, so that's why it is at Monday night. So anybody who is listening, appreciate it. So there's not too much I want to talk about today because I'm on a shortened time and I've been very, very busy, and I hope everybody who's off for the long week for March break, I hope everybody's having a great time. I hope everybody's having fun. I know I'm going to have fun on my little trip. And the thing I want to talk about is I found an ad on the YouTube. It's a great ad. It's a great ad for Chrysler. And if you don't know anything about Chrysler and you're listening to the radio station, Chrysler's from Detroit, and they're marketing strategy for this commercial is very, very good. If I was someone who lived in Detroit or Michigan, I would be very, very proud of this ad because they use Eminem in it, and it's such a great song that they play, and it's one of the best ads from the Super Bowl. I think it's one of the best car ads I've ever seen, to be quite honest with you. I've seen a few good ones by Volkswagen years and years ago, but this I find to be a wonderful, wonderful ad. So we're going to take a listen to it, and we're going to hear that, and then we're going to play a little bit of music. And then about 8:30-ish, we're going to close out the show. I know it's very, very short. Next week, Elise Saunders in. She's from Peterborough, Ontario. A great, talented young singer. We're going to have her in the studio. It'll be a lot of fun. But focusing on this week, we're going to play the ad for you, and it's Chrysler ad for the brand new Chrysler 200. And I will be honest with you, the audio in this does not do justice. You should look us up on the internet. It's on YouTube. Eminem Chrysler Super Bowl ad, among the best. If you type that in on YouTube, you'll find it. It's a phenomenal link. It's got 360,000 views. So here it is, and check it out.
I got a question for you. What does this city know about luxury? Huh? What does a town that's been to hell and back know about the finer things in life? Well, I'll tell you, more than most. You see, it's the hottest fires that make the hardest steel. Add hard work and conviction, and the know-how that runs generations deep in every last one of us. That's who we are. That's our story. Now, it's probably not the one you've been reading in papers, the one being written by folks who've never even been here and don't know what we're capable of. Because when it comes to luxury, it's as much about where it's from as who it's for. Now, we're from America, but this isn't New York City, or the Windy City, or Sin City, and we're certainly no one's Emerald City.
Motor City. And this is what we do.
So there you have it. That's the Chrysler 200 ad with Eminem in it, and it's a phenomenal ad. I really, really like that ad. I think it's a great ad. You don't even need to be from Detroit. And actually, they have the commercial here in Canada, but it's a shortened version. You actually don't see Eminem in it, but they use his music in the background from the song Lose Yourself, which will be played here on the show later tonight. So, the other thing I want to talk about very, very quickly is a sports story coming out of BYU University in Salt Lake City. And that's about a star forward on their college basketball team named Brandon Davies, who was kicked off the team because he chose to have sex with his girlfriend. And when you sign, when you play basketball on in NCAA basketball, you each university gives you a sheet. It's like a contract, and you sign it, and it requires that, you know, some schools have different rules, and some say you can do this or you can't do this. BYU's code of honor requires students to live a virtuous life, be honest, abstain from alcohol beverages, tobacco, tea, coffee, and substance abuse, and attend church regularly. Now, obviously, we're talking about a school that's, well, for a lot of people, that's a lot to ask for somebody who's, you know, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. That's a lot to ask, but you sign the contract, you play basketball, you do whatever, and one of those things is to not have sex before marriage. And this individual chose to have sex before marriage, and he was kicked off the team. And I find this to be a little much. I mean, I can't understand it. I guess because of where my background and my upbringing, that I don't agree with this. It's a freedom choice. You know, they shouldn't be getting into the lives of athletes. But then he signed a contract. He agreed that he would not have sex. But I want to know is how was he caught? Like, how did this happen? Was he having sex with his girlfriend, like, in a parking lot, and somebody saw him? Like, I would love to know more about this story. I mean, if he just went down and said, yo, I had sex with my girlfriend, kicked me off the team, and they kicked him off the team. I mean, that's a guy being honest. I mean, I guess the law is the law, but everybody's done something where they've got away with it. Or, you know, I speed sometimes, but I don't get pulled over for it. And, you know, I've by a cop speeding by, you know, and I didn't get pulled over, and but the law says I should get a ticket for speeding, and this code says he should be kicked off the team for having sex with his girlfriend before marriage. And I guess it's just sad, you know. It's a guy's life, it's a guy's career, you know. It's a personal choice that, you know, he chose to have sex with his girlfriend, and I think that's a little restrictive in today's age. I mean, abstain from alcohol beverages, tobacco. I can understand those two things. Tea and coffee and substance abuse. Really? Like, what's the guy got to drink? He's drink like Gatorade and water, you know, grape juice. That's it. Like, you know, like, it's got to suck. You got an early class at like 5 in the morning. You can't go have a coffee. And I guess attend church regularly. That's just, we're talking about a state called Utah, and that's what kind of, you know, they go, that's how it is. But I guess the guy averages 11.1 points per game. That's a team leading 2.6 or 6.2, excuse me, rebounds per game. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. That's really unfortunate. Really, really unfortunate. And especially because March Madness is coming up very, very shortly. This is one of those things where you shake your head at society sometimes, you know. You feel like we're in 2011. This isn't 1956. So I don't know. I mean, they're talking about trying to reverse the code and rewrite it. But, you know, hopefully for the kid, it works out for the best for him, because that's just too bad. That is just too bad. And that's, I really wish I could say more about that. And the last thing we're going to talk on before we go to a little musical break is how interesting the NHL playoffs is shaping up to be. And I find that you look at teams like Calgary, Chicago, Phoenix, Dallas, Los Angeles in the West, and then we go up to the East, Carolina, New York, Toronto, Buffalo, Atlanta, New Jersey, really are all the teams in contention for playoff spots. I mean, it's even safe to say that number three in the West, that's San Jose sitting at 82 points, that's not safe anymore. That's not even a safe, that's not even a safe bet anymore. It's just one of those things where Chicago's won in a row. They could catch San Jose. They wouldn't be able to pass them, but they're only 6 points back of Detroit. The only team that's really, you know, solidified, I mean, they haven't officially made a playoff spot yet, but that really has solidified a playoff spot, and I think will, you know, definitely make the playoffs, is Vancouver. I can't see Detroit missing the playoffs. That would be a total shocker if they missed it. So, I mean, I think those two teams are pretty much a lock. Anywhere in the East, Philadelphia, Boston, Washington, Pittsburgh, Tampa Bay, I think those are safe bets for sure. Even Montreal, I think, is a safe bet. I think the only two teams in play are Buffalo and the Rangers. Carolina had the eighth spot yesterday, but they lost it to Buffalo. So Buffalo's 1 point up on Carolina. The Leafs are 4 points back, 6 points back now. Or excuse me, they're 5 points back now. They have 66 games. Buffalo has a game in hand on them. And I think the Leafs may actually be able to make this. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what will happen. I think if you're the Leafs, you either want to make the playoffs or sit right in 9th or 10th and not get let Boston get a high pick in this draft. That's really what you want to do. Also, the way New Jersey's been playing lately, I've been watching a bit of their hockey. Fantastic. They have been on fire. They're 9-1 in their last 10 games. They've won 4 in a row. They have won a lot of close games, and I've watched Ilya Kovalchuk play, and he's playing with determination and passion. He wants to win. First half of the season, he sucked. He was horrible. The pressure was on him. Big contract, expected to produce, isn't doing anything, missing shots, just not being that guy. He is that guy now. He is that guy. He is the reason. He is a big reason why the New Jersey Devils are where they are. They are sitting in 12th position with 64 points. They have a realistic chance of making the playoffs. Now, it's going to be a big stretch. They have to win. Pretty much can't afford to lose any more games. They have to win almost every game and hope for a lot of luck from a lot of teams above them. But that being said, Ilya Kovalchuk is playing with determination. And if you're a Devils fan, that's what you want to see. That is what you want. Even if they don't make the playoffs this year, you'd like to hope that even if they come close, yeah, you're probably not going to get a lottery pick now, but really, I think if I'm a Devils fan, I would be more proud of my team finishing in 9th and saying, you know what, we came out end of that season really, really strong. We have a lot to look forward to next year. Kovalchuk fits with this hockey team now. We just needed the right coach in place and the right motivation, and he's there. I mean, and with Parise coming back very, very shortly, we hope, he's going to start skating. That could only be good news for New Jersey. That could only be great news for New Jersey. If you look at their hockey team, it's been Kovalchuk. It was Hedberg for a while helping them out. Their defense has been a lot better lately. Andy Green's getting a lot more playing time. They're contributing offensively. Defensively, they're not making the same mistakes in front of their net. They're playing with confidence. And even when Brodeur came back, they're still playing with confidence. And I think it starts with Kovalchuk. I really do. I think he was a big part of their dismal start to the season. I really think he just didn't do what the Devils expected him to do. And of course he didn't expect him to do anything as a fan. If you're a fan, you expect him to get 40 goals. He's got 23, but he has 23 points. But he's been on fire, and he's been a big reason why they've won a lot of games. And it has been frustrating to watch him this season. This has been a very up-and-down season if you're a Devils fan. But at the same time, they're on fire. And I think they have a better chance at making the playoffs than Atlanta does, or even maybe Carolina, because I think if they can catch up, they'll get very, very, they could make it, but it's going to take them a lot more work. Going through the Maple Leafs, I think the Maple Leafs, the play of James Reimer has been fantastic. I think he's the single reason why they are where they are. Without him, the Leafs don't play that well. They don't play with confidence in front of other goaltenders, and I think it showed when Shiguiar went in net after they pulled Reimer that one game. I believe it was against the Rangers, if I'm not mistaken. And they just didn't look like the same hockey team. And when Reimer's in net, they have all the confidence in the world. They can get down a goal and know that they can come back. But if it's with any other goalie in net, they don't know what to do. They're like, okay, a goal down, what are we going to do? But with Reimer, it's like, all right, we're a goal down. You know, Reimer can keep us in the game. You know, we made a bad play, and Reimer let that one in, and, you know, that wasn't even his fault. So I think the Leafs have a good chance too. I think only one team is going to make the playoffs though. I think only one team is going to be fighting for that eighth spot. I don't know if the Rangers are actually going to, I don't know if they'll miss the playoffs. They might, but I don't know. And they have a pretty decent team, and they just smoked the Flyers the other night. But they do have two more games in hand than the Leafs. They have three more games in hand than the Devils, and they have two more games against Buffalo, on hand for Buffalo. So, I mean, Buffalo is in pretty good shape too. Buffalo actually being able to move up in the standings quite a little bit. So we'll see. This will be interesting to see. It's interesting to follow. So we're going to take a little break here on Radio Nation, play a little more music for you, and then we're going to wrap up the show very, very quickly, and that'll be it for this week. It's a short show, I know, and it's kind of unfortunate, but we all need a little break here and there. And the show next week is going to be a lot different. We're going to try to switch some things up for you guys. I'm going to put some more interviews on there, get some more people, get more interactive with the show. So it's going to be a lot different. And before I say goodbye, even though I'm going to say it later, I'd like to thank Elon Lee. I know he's definitely listening, but he always does a good job. And he, like, you never you don't know, and he just does so much great work, and you know, he's not on the show. He doesn't come in, and he does a lot of behind scenes work here for me, and he's a big help. And I once again, I can't thank him enough. I don't know sometimes where I'd be without him and the stuff that he does for me. So I'd like to thank him personally, as I often do here on the show. So we're gonna kick off the song with the intro song that I played. That is actually gonna be, I'm considering to be the new intro song for the show, and that is "Raise Your Hands" by Bon Jovi. So here it is, "Raise Your Hands" by Bon Jovi.
Raise your hands. me as I dance under the spotlight. Listen to the people screaming out more and more, 'cause I create the feeling that keep them coming back. Yeah, I create the feeling that keep them coming back. So captivating when I get it on the floor. Know y'all been patiently waiting, I know you need me, I can feel it. I'm a beast, I'm an animal, I'm that monster in the mirror. The headliner, finisher, I'm the closer, winner. Best when under pressure, with seconds left I show up. If you really want my put them in the air if you want more and more, 'cause I can break, feel it, I go hard, can't stop. But if I stop it, just know that I'ma bring it back. Hey. Never quit, no believing that. Oh, y'all been patiently waiting, I know you need me, I can feel it. I'm a beast, I'm an animal, I'm that monster in the mirror. The headliner, finisher, I'm the closer, winner. Best when under pressure, with seconds left I show up. If you really want more, scream it, I'm louder. Leave it on the floor, bring out the fire and light it up, take it up higher. Gonna push it to the limit, give it more. If you really want more, scream it, I'm louder. Leave it on the floor, bring out the fire and light.
Welcome back to Radio Nation. It is 8:36 here in the studio. Well, that's it for the show tonight. I know it was really, really short, unfortunately. I'd like to add one thing, though. This whole thing in Libya, I think it's great that everybody's protesting and using social networking to, you know, get what they want, which is fabulous. That's perfectly okay by me. But what's not okay by me is the fact that gas is so bloody expensive these days. It is just driving me crazy how much gas is. $1.23 is going to be like $1.25 by on the weekend, and it's just going to go up because of the crisis in Libya, because of everything that's going on. And it frustrates me to no end, because this is only hurting the global economy. This isn't helping everybody. I mean, this is helping the people that need help, but it isn't helping everybody, which, in a globalized world, this is horrible. This isn't great for the United States recovery. This isn't great for Canada's economic recovery. This isn't good for anybody but the people that live there. And yes, it's important to focus on those people, but, you know, people are struggling here too. And I'm just saying, all I'm saying is oil, gas is expensive and it's ridiculous. And I just can't, $1.25, like, that doesn't even justify anything. Like, I'm sorry, it is too expensive. I don't know. Once it hits $1.50, I think people are going to go nuts here. I hope so. I hope people, maybe we should protest. Maybe we should go to Parliament Hill and stand there and just refuse to drive cars. and stand there and, you know, protest and yell and scream and say, lower the gas tax in this province, in this country, because it's absolutely ridiculous how expensive gas is. Anyway, that's my little thought. We're going to end off the show with Lose Yourself by Eminem, as you heard in the advertisement. And that'll be the show for tonight. So I'd like to say thank you to everybody who listened. I know it's a short show. You can check it out online. Don't forget to check out Josh Skinner's show. I'm not sure if he's going this week, but check it out, the original soundtrack, Friday at 5. I will be back here on Tuesday night, the regular time, 7:30 start. We'll be having Elise Saunders coming in studio. She's coming all the way from Peterborough, so it should be a fantastic show. It should be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to meeting her and getting to know a little bit more about her and her musical talent and the wonderful person that I'm sure she is. So this will be a lot of fun. The week after that, I believe we're planning on doing a show where we're going to get all the artists to... We're going to feature all the artists on one show. It's going to be an extra long show, so that should be a lot of fun. But I'm not sure what week that's going. It might be after, so we'll definitely keep you posted on that, and that should be a lot of fun. We're going to start doing some new things on the show. Like I mentioned earlier, we're going to start getting interviews, more interviews with people that are our age, between the ages of 18 and 25. We're going to start, you know, talking more issue-related stuff. We're going to be doing more discussions. We're going to be having more people come on the show, so it should be a lot of fun. You'll still always hear some weird news on here. I know you didn't hear any this week, but you're going to hear some weird news. You're going to hear some interesting stuff. Always a different show, kind of same format, but different topics, different things, more exciting things, more interesting things. So it should be a lot of fun, and we're looking to do bigger and better things, and the show should go on in the summer, so it should be a lot of fun, and I'm totally looking forward to doing it. And I love doing this, so it's 8:40 here, so it's only appropriate to kick off or to end off the show with the song Lose Yourself. Great tune. I love it. Thanks again for listening, and have a great night from Toronto, Ontario. Centennial College Internet Radio Network. I'm your host, Liz Pascott, saying good night and so long.
Opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted in one moment that you captured. Just let it slip. Yo. His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud, he opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking how? Everybody's choking now. The clock's run out, time's up, over, plow. Snap back to reality, oh, there goes gravity, oh, there goes rabbit. He choked, he's so mad, but he won't give up. No, he won't have it, he knows his whole back to these ropes. It don't matter, he's dope, he knows that, but he's pro. He's so stagnant, he knows when he goes back to this mobile home. That's when it's back to the lab again, yo. This old rhapsody better go capture this moment and hope it don't do it. Lose yourself in the music, the moment you own it, you better never let it go. You only get one shot, do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime, you better lose yourself in the music, the moment you own it. Taking, make me king as we move toward a new world order. A normal life is boring, but superstardom's close to postmortem. It only grows harder, homie grows hotter. He blows, it's all over. These hoes is all on him. Coast to coast shows, he's known as the Globetrotter. Lonely roads, God only knows he's grown farther from home. He's no father. He goes home and barely knows his own daughter. But hold your nose, cause here goes the cold water. These hoes don't want him no more. He's cold product. They move. Smoke who flows, he knows, dove and sold not a soul. The soul proper is told, it unfolds. I suppose it's old partner, but the beat goes on. That-
change what you call rage. Tear this motherfucking roof off like two dogs' cage. I was playing in the beginning, the mood all changed. I've been chewed up and spit out and booed off stage. But I kept priming and stepped right in the next cipher. Best believe somebody's paying the Pied Piper. All the pain inside amplified by the fact that I can't get by with my